Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thanks for being connected with the eBay customer support. How are you doing today?
Hey, John. There's something about a purchase that's being made for me.
Yeah, that's great. Like, did you make that order for iTunes gift card?
For what? To talk?
For iTunes gift card.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No.
So your number is, sir, it's 0466-905085. Is it correct?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so through this number it is showing the purchase has been made for the iTunes gift card, okay? And
no, well, I definitely didn't order it. I haven't got the money to cover that anyway, so why would I order it?
So maybe someone is misusing your personal information to place this kind of fraud orders.
I would say so. So how can I cancel it? What's the go?
I'm telling you. Okay, so for the cancellation purpose, sir, what we need to do is, because if you are telling me that you did not place this order, then that means maybe this is a fraud order. So for canceling that fraud order, what we need to do, we need to help you up to generate the cancellation ID. So through that cancellation ID, we can just help you up to cancel that fraud order and block that charge which has been made through your side for $299. So nothing is going to be debited from your side.
Right.
So I do believe, sir, right at the moment you are speaking to me with your cell phone, right?
Yes.
So can you just put me on speaker with your cell phone?
Yeah, hang on. Yeah.
I'm on the speaker?
Yeah?
Yes, I'm here, sir.
Right. So, I don't understand what's happened here. When did I supposedly order this?
It is saying the order has been placed during last night at 10 o'clock.
Last night?
Yeah, last night at 10 o'clock.
Well, it definitely didn't happen for me.
That is the thing, sir. We are suspecting that this is a fraud order. Like someone is misusing your personal information to create this fake eBay account, and through that fake eBay account they are placing this kind of fraud orders. Right.
Right.
So that's why I told you, you told me that you want to cancel this. That's why
yes.
You're canceling this fraud order, and for canceling
yes.
that charge for $299, we need to help you up to generate the cancellation ID. It's a one-time cancellation ID. We need to help you up to generate it. Through that ID, we can just help you have to cancel that order and block that charge for $299 from your side. So nothing is going to be debited from your side, sir. Okay? Nothing is going to cost you.
But how did anybody get my bank account in that anyway? And what's it actually for?
See, the thing is that, sir, what happens, like whenever you go online, sir, and surfing your internet or visit any kind of website, at that point of time, there are lots of unwanted links or ads comes up on your screen, right? So maybe by mistake from your side, you have clicked on that any unwanted ads or links. That's why your information has been get compromised by those unknown fraudsters, okay? Because these unwanted ads or links are coming from the unknown IP addresses, okay? So through that IP address, they're getting into your internet network.
Sorry, just how do I fix it?
That is the thing. That is the steps I'm telling to you. That's what I'm telling you. We need to help you up to generate the cancellation ID. So through that ID, we can just help you up to cancel it and block it from your side. Okay?
Right.
So I'm on the speaker right now with your cell phone.
Yes.
Okay. And after putting me on speaker, sir, you need to come back to your normal home screen. where you can see your normal wallpaper over there, like all the icons, camera, gallery, contacts, messages.
All right.
Like you are using an Android phone?
Yes.
Yes. So are you on your home screen right now?
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Yes. And you know how to open up your Play Store?
Sorry?
You know how to open up your Play Store, sir? Play Store.
Yeah.
Open up your Play Store.
Yeah, I've just done that.
So your Play Store is open?
Yeah.
Yeah, and in the Play Store, look at the top, sir. Can you see there is a search bar where it is written over there, search for apps and games. Can you see that?
It's asking me to say something.
Sorry?
It goes straight to speaker on Google to ask what I want for.
Like, have you opened up your Play Store, sir? You have opened up your Play Store?
Yeah, I did that.
Yes, and in the Play Store, can you see there is a search bar where you can type anything, sir? So in that search bar, type in over there, sir. Type eBay.
What am I trying for?
Type eBay. E for Edward.
eBay.
Yes, eBay.
All right, hang on.
Should I spell it out for you?
Sure, hold on.
After typing eBay, sir, leave a space.
Yeah, I've typed in eBay.
Then leave a space, sir. Leave a space over there.
Sorry?
Leave a space. Leave a space over there.
Yeah, it's just come up eBay and it says showing results for eBay.
No. After typing eBay, leave a space. Then type over there quick support.
What am I typing in then?
Quick. Type quick. Quick as in fast. Support as in help. Quick support.
eBay quick support.
Yes, that's correct.
Wait on.
And after that you need to search it. After typing that eBay quick support, you need to search it.
Quick
support.
Right, now it's gone back to the same thing.
Now what you can see?
It just says, showing results for eBay quick support.
Uh-huh.
Amazon shop.
Uh-huh.
Something about eBay again. TeamViewer quick support.
Yes, yes. Give a tap on that. TeamViewer quick support. Give a tap on
TeamViewer.
Yes, TeamViewer quick support. The third option. TeamViewer quick support. Give a tap on it.
Yeah, now what am I meant to install it?
Yes, tap on install. That's correct. Tap on install.
Yeah, I'm doing that now.
And after giving a tap on install, sir, I do believe is it installing?
Sorry, I can't understand you.
After giving a tap on install, is it installing?
Yes, it says it's installing at the moment.
Okay. So when
just
you can see, okay, so when you can see open, just tap on open, okay?
Right on.
Can you see open? Or is it still installed?
Not yet, it hasn't lit up yet. I thought it's slow.
Now your internet is slow, right?
Yes.
Yes, maybe those boxes are inside in your internet network right at the moment, so that's why. So no worries, when you can see open, just let me know.
Yeah, wait on.
Okay.
Oh, come on. what it's for.
How much percentage it is fixed?
Sorry?
Like how much percentage, download percentage it is showing, sir?
It's going to open now.
Yeah, press and open.
Right.
And after you know, press on open, sir, what you can see?
Says Team Viewer Quick Support. It's got a picture of a phone and a tally.
And
says, I accept the EULA and DPA.
Yes, and just below that, can you see agree and continue? Can you see
yes.
Press on agree and continue. Press on agree and continue. And after giving a press on agree and continue, sir, you will get to see some advertisement over there, okay? So what you need to do...
Now it says, share this device's screen to any computer.
Yes, just hold on. Now do one thing, swipe your screen right to left 3 times. You need to skip that option. Swipe your screen right to left 3 times.
Right to left.
Yes, right to left 3 times. Swipe your screen, right to left 3 times.
Yeah, I've done that.
And now what you have got?
It says, add on available. This device supports a remote control feature.
Okay, and over there, what are the options you can see? Download, install, what you can see?
Yeah, on the bottom of that, it's got download or cancel.
You must press on download, sir. Press on download.
Yeah, well now it's gone to add on Nokia 5.1 Plus, TeamViewer.
Yes, can you see install?
What am I looking for now?
Okay, can you see add on for Nokia, right? You are using a Nokia phone.
Yeah, it says add on Nokia 5.1 at the top of the page. Then it says underneath that in red writing, this app isn't available for your device because it's made for an older version Android.
Okay. Do one thing, look at the top, sir, at the extreme right hand side top corner. Can you see there's option like search option? Or do one thing, come back to the previous page. Come back to the previous page. Go back.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you. Please, talk up.
I'm telling you, sir, go back, sir. Come back to the previous page.
Right. Now it says, how to connect to this device.
Can you see your ID?
Yes, it just says that now.
Yes. Yes, tell me that number. You can see your ID and there is a number over there. Tell me that number. Yes.
Right.
Tell me that number.
Yeah, well, it's signed. It said you send it.
No, don't need to send it, sir. Don't need to send it. You need to tell me that number. Tell me that number.
Oh, well, how do I do that?
Confirm me. Read me out that number.
Oh, I'll just tell you it.
Yes.
One... 640-559-431.
Okay, it's 1-640-559-431, right?
Yes.
Okay, now just hold on, sir. Beyond that page, don't touch anywhere, okay?
Yep.
Shortly, you will get to see allow. Whenever you can see anything comes up like allow, press on allow, okay? Just be on that page. Don't touch anywhere. So, can you see anything like allow?
Just come up there.
Yes. Press on allow.
Yes, done that.
Press on start now. Can you see start now?
No, not yet.
Start now.
That is, now it's come up, start now.
Yes. And now
right. Right. You there? You there?
Can you hear me, sir? Hello?
Are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Bugger all.
I think, sir, the line got blank.
It's saying session time out. Your team
yes.
viewer session has timed
yes.
out. You will be closed.
Yes, I understand that, sir. Somehow the line got disconnected, sir, okay? Now, can you hear me properly?
No.
Can you hear me right now?
No, not. Hang on.
Now is it okay?
No, I can't hear you properly.
Okay, do one thing, sir. Do one thing. Are you on that TeamViewer page?
Sorry, what are you saying?
Are you on that TeamViewer page, sir? Are you on that page, TeamViewer?
Yeah, it's still on that. The page has got that ID number.
Yes, now just hold on. Once again, you will get to see allow. If you can see allow, press on allow, okay?
Okay, hold on.
Just hold on. And now can you see your ID over there, right? It's 1640559431. Can you see that?
Yeah, that's what's on there now.
All right, just hold on.
That ID number came back up.
Yes, it came back up, right?
Yes.
Okay, now just hold on, sir. Just hold on. Be on that page. Okay, now, if you can see anything like allow, press on allow, sir.
Oh, well. No, there's no allow coming up. It's just got that ID number on still.
Okay, just hold on. It will come up, sir. I think your internet is a bit slow, so that's why.
Yeah, obviously it is.
Yes. Hold on. It will come up, sir.
Can
you see allow?
Yeah, now it says allow.
Press on allow, sir. Press on allow.
I've done that.
And after giving a press on allow, you can see start now. Press on start now.
Yeah.
And now, yes, and now can you see anything like welcome to eBay cancellation department? Can you see that?
Hang on.
It will come up, sir. Just below that you will get to
no,
see.
No, it doesn't. Welcome it to just says team viewer quick support has connected to your device. Oh, now it says
okay.
Welcome to eBay cancellation department.
That's correct. Now shortly you will get to see my name also.
Right.
Just hold on.
It's gone off speaker and I can't get it back on. I've got to keep looking
name?
At the screen. Alan DeCosta?
Yes, that's correct. You can see my name also, right?
Yes.
Yes. Now, sir, do one thing. You need to minimize this page and come back to normal home screen where you can see your normal wallpaper, sir.
Oh, okay. I really don't know how to do this.
Just press the home button, sir. The small, the middle button of your cell phone. Is that it, sir?
No, it won't. I can't get it to go back.
Okay, no, I'm telling you how to do that, sir. Do you know how to open up your... I'm telling you what you need to do, sir. You know how to open up your Play Store?
Yeah, we did that before.
Yes, open up your Play Store, as you did it
before. Yeah, but I'm trying to say it won't go back to the page that's got all the apps on.
I'm telling you what you need to do. I'm telling you. Just,
okay, well, you're going to have to talk up, mate, because I can't hear you.
Unlock your screen, sir. Unlock your screen.
Yeah, right.
And now, look at the... can you see cancel? Press on cancel. And now, just look at the bottom, sir. At the extreme bottom, there's a middle button over there.
The middle button?
Yes.
At the bottom of your screen?
Yes, at the bottom of your screen. There's a middle one. There's a middle, in the middle of that page, there's a middle button up there. At the very bottom.
Oh, let me have a look, Mike.
Or do one thing, swipe your screen from right to left. Like bottom to top. Swipe up your screen from the bottom to top. And now you can see your screen, right?
Okay. Now I can see the wallpaper that's got the PlayStation one on, right?
Yes, that's great. And now just open up your Play Store. Open up your Play Store.
Yeah, it's opening.
And after opening up your Play Store, sir, now at the top. At the top, can you see there's a magnifying glass? Search bar?
There's a bell thing with a number one on it?
No. At the top, there's a left-hand side, there's a magnifying glass. Can you see that?
Hang on. Oh, yeah.
Yes. So
search.
So in that search bar, type in over there, sir. Type letter A for Apple.
Yeah.
Then N for November.
Hang on. Okay, it was A for Apple.
Then N for November.
Hang on. Yeah, N.
Then Y for yellow.
Yeah.
Then type B for doctor.
Yeah.
Then type E for elephant.
Yeah.
And now can you see any suggestion comes up, like any desk? Can you see the suggestion comes up like any desk?
Hang on.
Just below that, can you see any desk?
Yeah, right at the top of the page. It says any desk or anything. It's got any desk top or something.
Yeah, give a tap on that any desk. Press on that any desk.
Yeah, right, it's done that. And now it's gone to install.
Press on install.
Yeah, right, I was doing that.
Okay. So now after giving a press on install, sir, once again, when you can see open, just let me know, okay?
Okay, no worries. Wait on.
Yeah. Can you see open?
Okay, now it's got open there.
Press on open, sir. Press on open.
Yep.
And press on OK. Press on OK.
Yep.
Once again, press on OK. Can you see install once again? Press on install.
It says any desk plugin add one.
That's correct. Can you see there's an option like install? Press on install.
Yeah, right.
when you can see uninstall, just let me know, okay?
All right.
Can you
see? It's got uninstalled now.
Yes. Now just do one thing. Go back to the previous page. Go back.
Yeah, do I need to press uninstall first?
No. Just go back. Simply go back to the previous page.
All right, wait on.
And can you see?
Plug-in activation.
Yes. Give a press on OK once again. Press on OK.
Yeah.
And after giving a press on OK, sir, what you can see?
Can see the it comes up, accessibility, menu,
yes.
Any desk control service, any one off.
Yes. You need to give a tap on that any desk control service AD1. Give a tap on it.
Sorry, mate. You got to complete that again, please.
The second option. Tap on the second option, any desk. Tap on the second option.
Right.
And after that, what do you have got, sir?
It just says use service. And, there's the thing there to click on or off, I suppose.
Yes, you need to turn it on, sir. Just turn it on.
Turn it on.
Yes, turn it on. Click on allow. Press on allow.
Yeah, it's coming up a layer once I press that.
Yes, press on allow. Press on allow. Okay,
yeah, now it's gone back to use service again.
Yes. Now just go back to the previous page once again. Go back to the previous page. Go back.
Yeah, now it's got accessibility menu.
Yes, go back.
Control service 81 on.
Now
select
go back.
To speak off. Switch access and talk back.
Go back, sir. Go back. Go back to the previous page.
Back again?
Yes, back again.
Yeah, now it's saying battery optimizations.
Can you see OK? Press on OK. Press on OK.
Yep.
And now what you need to do, you need to touch your screen outside that blue tutorial surface. Touch your screen. Outside that blue surface, okay?
Outside the blue surface.
Yes. Oh,
right, yeah.
Yes, and now you have got
the number. It's come up any desk in 477, whatever.
Okay, just
991-555.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, just hold on. You can,
yes.
This is your cancellation ID number, sir, okay? Just hold on. I'm telling you what you need to do, right?
Yes.
Just be on that page. Don't touch anywhere.
Yeah, I know.
And now just below that, sir, can you see anything like fake password? Can you see anything like fake password?
Oh, hang on. I've got to look at the screen again. The speaker is not working. Hold on.
Okay. Look into your screen. Just below that number.
No, it asked me remote address.
No, just above that remote address. Can you see state password?
It says something about a password under there.
Yes. Give a tap on that password. Give a tap on that password.
Okay.
And what do you have got?
Now it says interactive access, always show incoming sessions request. Only show incoming sessions request if any desk window is open.
Yes. Can you see there's an option like permission? Can you see that permission?
Yeah, hang on.
Yes, just call number.
Yes, it says allow other devices to.
No. Scroll down your page a little bit. Scroll down your page.
Yeah, what am I looking for?
Permission profile. Can you see permission profile? Scroll down your page a little bit. You will get to see the last option, permission profile. Can you see permission profile? permission profile.
Yes, I can. I can say permission profile.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, click on that, do I?
Yes, that's correct. Doing good.
Right, now it's gone to permission profiles. It's got default, screen sharing, full access, or unattended access.
Yes,
and
give a tap
close
on
at the bottom of it.
No. Give a tap on full access. The third option, full access. Tap on full access.
Yeah, I've done that.
And after giving a tap on that full access, what you can see?
It's still coming up the same.
What is
it? It says default, screen sharing, full
tap
access,
that,
or unattended access.
Tap on that full access once again.
Yeah, right now it's gone to profile full access, profile enabled.
Mm-hmm.
And
Can you see enable unattended access? There's a checkbox. Enable unattended access.
Yes, I can. Yeah,
yes,
and it's got a little box to tick.
Yes, tap on that box. On that box, enable unattended access.
Yeah,
and
now it's asking me to set password.
Yes, now I'm providing you the password, okay? Just type the password in, all in lower cases, okay? All in lower cases, type letter E. E for Edward.
Yeah. Can you just tell what's the whole lot of it?
Type letter E. E for Edward.
Hey, hang on. Yeah, E.
Then B. B for Bob.
Yeah.
Then A for Apple.
Yep.
Then Y for Yellow.
Yep.
Then type number 1.
Just the number 1, no? Not in letters.
Yes. No. Number 1. Then type number 2.
Yep. Yep.
Type number 3.
Yep.
Type number 4.
Yep.
Then type number 5.
Yeah, and then okay.
Yeah, press on okay. Press on okay. That's great.
Yeah, right. Oh, it's saying it's enabled now.
No, don't touch anywhere, sir. In shortly, you will get to see...
No, I only press the OK that you said.
Yes.
And now it's coming up saying that I've got the tick in both the boxes.
Yes, be on that page. Don't touch anywhere, okay?
Yes.
So now can you see any option like start now? Can you see the option start now?
Hang on, I've got to look at the screen.
At the bottom, you will get to...
Yes, it does. It does say start now.
Yeah, press on start now. So now I'm going to start the cancellation process, sir. So after giving a press on start now, sir, now...
Yeah, I have.
Close.
Sorry? Yeah.
And can you see there's an option? You need to give a you need to turn it on once again. Just turn it on.
Hang on. It says, allow display over other apps.
Yes, you need to turn it on. Just turn it on.
Yeah, it's on.
Okay, now just hold on. Once again, what you can see now? Start now. Can you see start now?
Hang on. Yeah.
Press on start now once again.
Yeah, I did it.
And now what you can see, just go back to the previous page. And open up your phone settings, sir. Open up your phone settings.
Hang on, it's doing something silly. Now it's gone back to any desk.
Yeah, just open up your phone settings. Close that page, open up your phone settings.
One more time, open up phone settings.
Yeah, phone settings.
So I've got to go into phone settings now.
Yeah, phone settings.
All right, hang on. Okay, I've got settings open.
Okay.
There?
Yes,
yeah, but it's gone back to normal wallpaper.
Yes, no worries, sir. Now, sir, what you need to do, as because, sir, you can understand, the purchase has been made from your site for $299 through your Westpac account. So you do deals with your Westpac account?
Yeah, but that's, I don't know how anybody got my number from that.
That is the main thing, sir. Somehow those unknown fraudsters are misusing your personal information, and through that they are making these kind of purchases. All right. So now just do one thing. Once again, just open up your AnyDesk.
Okay, hang on.
That open up that application, the red color application.
I don't know. How do I go back to the AnyDesk?
Just
it's on wallpaper at the moment.
Yes, in the wallpaper, and look all of your icons, all of your applications. Can you see there's a application which is called AnyDesk? The red color application, white color diamond in it.
Okay, why don't I go have a look? Yeah, I can see that. Do I press on it?
Yes, press on it.
Okay.
And now can you see there's a
number? Yeah, now it's on the permission profile.
No, just hold on. Don't touch anywhere. Just hold on. If you can see once again, start now. Press on start now. You can see start now?
Yeah, I pressed it.
Yes, now just hold on. In shortly, you will get to see your home screen, your wallpaper screen.
Yes, come on.
Yes, you can see your home screen, right?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. This is Ron Davis from the NC Anti-Fraud Department. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm alive. Who have I been talking to?
Right now you're talking to the Anti-Fraud Department. This is Ron
Davis. Right. Because I had this person just call me and say that someone has been trying to get $300 out of me account.
Correct. So, a previous colleague whom we were speaking before, he was from the eBay, and we have just found there will be some of the unauthorized or suspicious charges has been made through your Westpac account, and that makes us very suspicious. Okay, that's why this call has been connected to the anti-fraud department of the Westpac. So, now, what do you need to do, sir?
Yeah.
You can just do one thing. You need to log into your Westpac and just check. In the last couple of days, do you see any suspicious charges apart from that 300 which we have put it on like pending? We have not released that charge, okay? We have put the...
No, I don't want to release it. I didn't order it. I don't even know what it's for.
That's why. We have not released that payment from your account. We have just put the red flag onto those 300 charges has been made from the different IP address, from the different location through your Westpac account in the name of eBay. So we have put the amount on hold. And apart from that amount, you need to log into your account and just tell me, do you see any unwanted charges has been made?
Will I be able to do that while you're still on the phone?
Yeah.
All right, I'll try it. Yeah. Hang on.
And how you normally check, sir? From the computer, from the mobile phone?
So, hang on. The speaker on my phone's not working, so I can't hear you when I'm looking at the phone.
Okay.
Now, I'm just opening the Westpac account, so wait on.
Okay. And from where you are checking that? From where you are checking that?
Sorry?
From which device you are logging to your Westpac, sir? From which device?
On my mobile phone.
Okay, onto your mobile phone on which we are talking, correct?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, that's why I asked for I'll be able to do it while I'm still on the phone to you.
Okay.
Right. Now, wait on and I'll have a look and see if there's any charge, but I don't think so, but hang on.
Okay.
You there?
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I can't see any charges for $299.
No, not that $299. We have not released that. Apart from that $299, do you see any other charges?
No, only ones that I know I've spent.
Okay. So, look at the top. Go to the top where you see your available balance and the accounts. Go to the top.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah. Your internet is working very slow, sir. The Wi-Fi is working very slow. You just have...
Yeah, right. There's only 68 cents in there, so nothing's going to go through.
No problem then. And have you ever used any of the applications such as Zip or anything like that? Years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, and this number registered with the Zip? Because we have found those charges have been made inside the Zip account.
Okay. I don't know why, because...
Okay, you come out from your bank. You log out from your bank first.
Yeah, why don't...
Log out? Yeah. And please go and sit somewhere else where you got the better network. Nearby window, nearby the Wi-Fi.
Well, I haven't got Wi-Fi. It's just running off my phone. So, what do I need to do now? That's what I'm asking.
Okay. Yes. That's why I'm asking you. Wait. Your internet is working very slow, sir. Now, you open the Play Store. Or you just look onto your mobile phone. Do you see any Zip account? Try to look. Is there any
Hang
Zip
on.
Account?
Right on.
No,
there's no Zip account.
Okay, you just open the Play Store. You open the Play Store.
Wait on.
You open the Play Store?
Yeah, right, it's opening.
Now, once you open that, look at the top. Can you see search for apps and games?
Yeah, it's on the bottom, but there's search up the top, yeah.
Click on that and type over there Zip, Z-I-P.
Okay, hang on.
Now click on Zip Pay. There will be an
option coming up. Just Zip or Zip Pay?
Zip Pay. Click on Zip Pay.
Oh, well.
And you remember your
ID? Yeah, it comes up, UBank Money, and it's asking me to install. I don't want to go install on anything else. What's going on?
No. You did not need to look on the UBank Money. That's just below that. Can you see Zip? Zip Shop Now Pay Later. Can you see Zip?
Yeah. Zip's the next one down.
Yeah, click on that Zip. I'm talking about the Zip and you are thinking about the different applications. That application you have used...
Sorry?
You told me you used the Zip application few years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't used it for like 3 or 4 years.
All right.
But I haven't got the Zip app on my phone.
No problem. Press on install. Press on install.
Why do I want to install it?
We need to cancel and register your details from there, and then we are going to delete it.
Oh, okay. No worries. All right. Thank you. Sorry. All right. I've got to install it. Hang on.
Press on install. Because your details has been registered there, and somebody is misusing with your details from the Zip account. That's why I need to help you to unregister the details and cancel the charges.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, now, look, as I said, every time I'm looking at the screen, I've got to get you away from the ear, so I can't hear you when you're talking. So just wait on, I'll see what's up there.
No problem. You want to put me on speaker? I'll help you. You want to put me on speaker?
Sorry?
You want to put me on speaker? I will.
Yeah, but I can't get it to go back to the speaker.
I'll tell you how to get that. Can you see just below the Zip, there will be your yellow circle where you see the profile, yellow circle, just below the Zip.
Yeah, it's over near the cancel comment thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Click on that.
That yellow profile, click on that yellow profile. Tap on that, yeah. Can you see speaker, press on the speaker,
yeah. Yeah, got it.
Lovely. Now tap outside. Tap on the white area. Tap on the lovely.
Yeah. Now I can hear you now, and it's still trying to load up the Zip.
No problem. No problem, sir.
It's very slow.
I know that. Give it some time. It will be coming up. And did you remember
your?
Yeah, once it will be coming up, open, press on open.
All right. Oh, it's about to, it's installing. Yeah, come on. Okay, it's just come up open.
Night.
You there?
Yes. Click on login. Yep. Press on login.
Login, yeah.
Yeah. And do you remember your email ID and the password, your login email ID password?
Well, I know the email, but...
Yeah, you put the email. I'll help you to forget the password. You put the email. And do you remember the password? Click on use. Click on use. Tick that. Click on use. Press on use. Okay, let me just check. And click on the I sign on that password. Give a click on the I sign on the password. There will be the I sign. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And check, if this is the password. Is that password is correct?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Now click on login. Press on login. Press on login.
Yeah, done that.
Let me just check. Now, where have you got a code onto your mobile phone? Yeah, allow, press on.
Yeah, 101962, yeah?
Correct. Now, please wait for a second. Do not do anything. I'll just help you for, I'll just going to do that for you. Just give me a moment.
And now it's saying set up a PIN.
Yeah. It's 2580. Then 2580.
Is that what you want me to put in?
Yeah, two. It's the two has been placed.
Eight zero.
Yeah. No, no, wait. You made a mistake. Wait, do not put anything. Wait. Type there 2580. 2580.
2580.
Now, again, press 2580. No, you're putting the wrong one thing. Wait. 2580. Yeah. Now, wait for a second. Now, do not do anything. Just give me a moment. Give me a moment. Wait for a second. Let me just check. Press on home. Click on home.
Yeah.
Now your accounts are overdue. The ZipPay account will be 1,000 overdue and your Zip Money account will be 2,187 overdue.
Now I can see that and it wasn't me. I know, it is the ex-nuisance. Alright.
Then who has used that?
My ex-missus.
Okay, your ex-wife has used those.
Yeah.
Thanks, right. So you unlocked the account? Unlock the mobile phone?
Sorry?
Unlock your mobile phone, sir. Everything has been protected. You can enjoy your day, sir.
Okay, thank you.